Brothers. Listen to the music. This is an interesting one. My next guest was a police detective and is now putting her skills to a new use, hunting down perfect partners. Now, Tara McDonald set up a dating agency and she joins me now. This is really interesting because dating is a minefield, isn't it?
Absolutely huge. It is an absolute minefield. There are so many choices, so many online dating sites, so many dating agencies. One just doesn't really know which way to go.
Did this idea come from your own experiences with online dating?
It did, yes, and it actually came from the experiences of my own friends. I actually had this idea back in 2011. I did nothing about it, and I always came back to it wondering, should I? And just listening to my friends and their experiences and some of the horror stories they've had, and even more recently, the amount of money that the UK British public have actually lost to online dating fraudsters is £34 million. It's a huge amount of money.
I remember watching a BBC programme about online dating, and this man was saying to the reporter, "You know, this is it. I met this wonderful woman that I'm chatting to. She's lovely. Have a look at her picture." And the reporter said, "You do know that that's Michelle Pfeiffer, don't you? That, you know." And that there was some horror stories of fake profiles using celebrity pictures, and of course it's there are some fantastic dating sites, but for some people, it's finding the right one.
It is, and you know, the pictures. People have actually stolen photographs from Facebook, and there was actually a company that actually went down for corporate fraud as a result of that. And it is true, people do put false photographs on online dating sites, yes.
How does your service then work that's different to all of this?
Okay, well, it's not a brand new concept. It has actually been around for a while, dating agencies, but they are becoming more and more, they're popping up all over the place now, and people are actually being drawn to them because we meet people face to face. We do identity checks as well, and we make sure they are who they say they are, and we really, really, really get to know them very well, and we are not computer matching. We're using our own skills to match.
So do you then put them in touch with someone that you think would be suitable?
Only with their consent. We actually exchange profiles, and it's just a friend and some sparse details and a photograph as well. We don't expect anybody to go on a blind date, not unless both of them really, really want to, but we don't advocate that. We exchange the profiles, but both people consent, they go on a date.
Very different career to the police force. What made you give that up and go into this world?
It is. I was actually studying law, and I worked for a while as a paralegal in a law firm, and I was made redundant. And I, as I said, in 2011, I always had this idea that I wanted to do it, listening to my friends and my own experiences. I definitely believed that there is a need for this service.
And what kind of success have you had so far?
Well, quite a bit. We're growing. We've only really been established since December, and we have quite a number of people, clients, that I'm signing on a daily basis, both men and women. A success, I've had people go on a second date. I haven't actually had to buy a hat for a wedding yet. I am hoping to. That hopefully will come.
It's interesting because if you look at dating websites, it does seem to be that some people have unrealistic expectations. They want a partner that's 20 years younger than them, or they have a long list of requirements. Is that the very wrong way of going about dating?
Well, I would say that if I had somebody come to me and they wanted to date, say, a gentleman in his 50s and he wanted to date a lady in her 20s, I would say no. You know, you need to really look more around your own age group. But yes, I agree that happens.
Who is it that's using dating agencies then? Is it people that have been in a long-term relationship and then suddenly find themselves thrust into the dating world once again?
Well, all my clients are professional, and they're all, you know, have an earning capacity of, say, 25,000 and over. And some of the London ones are actually dealing with high net worth individuals, but I'm dealing with people that are professional that are around the Sussex and the Surrey area.
So would you turn down anyone from your dating agency on the grounds that they were unsuitable, that you couldn't find a match for them?
I would have to be honest and say I would rather do that than have sleepless nights worrying that I've taken somebody's money and I haven't been able to match them. I would rather be honest.
It's such an interesting art, isn't it? Looking at two people and thinking, will they get on? And I suppose because you've met them, you can kind of get an idea.
Well, it's wonderful learning about people as well, and that's one of the things that I developed when I was as a detective. You ask lots of questions, you get to know people really, really well, and you want to do the best for your client as well. So,
is what people think they're looking for always actually what they're looking for?
No. People do come with a list of attributes, and I say to people, you know, we are all human, we can't be put into different boxes, really. Sometimes you need to think outside of that and be a bit more open. Some people say to me, I want him to be just 6'2", I won't date anybody that's 5'11", but I would say, no, just have a look and then you decide, because this person may be exactly compatible.
It's harder as well, isn't it, as people get older and they have more, it's horrible terms, baggage, previous long-term relationships, children, things that have to be taken into consideration.
They do. It's got very, very hard. There's a lot of people that are actually living on their own these days, and a lot of single parents, both men and women as well. They find it really hard to meet people, and that is why I set this up.
What kind of ages do you deal with then? Is it a wide range? Are you ever too old to find a new love?
I don't think you're ever too old, and I certainly wouldn't want to discriminate, so I have no upward age limit. But the clients that I have at the moment are certainly 40s, 50s and 60s.
How do people find out more about what you do?
By going to the website or looking on Google. Yes, that's...
What's the name of your website?
The name of the website is South Downs Introduction, so www.southdownsintroductions.co.uk.
And there will be sort of pictures and details on there?
All of the information is on there. They can even get access to my certificate of exemplary conduct from the police and all the certificates that I have as well.
Are you heading off now to do some more matchmaking?
I hope so, yes.
What a great way to spend your day.
It's lovely. There's a lot of love around.
Well, let's hope you have that hat maybe by the end of the year.
I really do hope so.
Thank you very much for coming in. Good to meet you.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.